I'm Annie Kelly, and the Life and Arts Editor at The Inquirer.
I'm Andy Fitzpatrick. I'm a reporter at The Inquirer.
And we picked Swallow Me Whole to talk about this time because the illustrator and writer, Nate Powell, is going to be in Kalamazoo. He is going to give a lecture on October 4th at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. And then the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center is going to have an exhibition of his work that'll open October 5th at the Art Hop. Swallow Me Whole is the graphic novel that won Nate Powell an Eisner Award for Best Graphic Novel. The Eisner is kind of like the Oscar Awards of the comic book world. It is a big deal.
Right. Named after Will Eisner.
Yes. And it's also listed in 1001 Comics You Must Read Before You Die. It's about these two teenagers, both they're twins, and at first you kind of know something's not right in their life. It kind of seems like it's going to be a slice of life story, but then there's kind of these shadowy things that start happening, and as you read, you realize that they have schizophrenia. Ruth, the sister, is obsessive compulsive and talks to bugs, and the brother, Perry, he has talks with a tiny wizard that forces him to draw things.
Right. And it's keep saying that he's on a mission of some kind for the wizard.
Yes, but the mission's never specified.
Right.
And that's kind of what's interesting about this book is they have a conversation about it is are we crazy? Do these things we see make us crazy, or are we just seeing things that no one else bothers to see?
And I think that's what the book did really well is sort of that slow introduction of that, because you really do think it's going to be a story about some angsty teenagers living in a small town, and just that general sort of story. And that's not it at all. They start to unravel these things and show you that there is something different about them. I really like the way that the art makes that happen, because with Ruth, she sees a lot of bugs that aren't really there. And they're drawn very small a lot of times in a lot of the frames. And it really makes you think about those times in your life when you've caught something out of the corner of your eye, but there was nothing there. Like you thought maybe a spider was crawling on the wall or something, and there's not. And so you can sort of sympathize with her that way, but then she starts to see swarms and swarms of them, and the book gets sort of different at that point. But.
Yeah, and kind of the struggle is, can you function in everyday life when what you're seeing, what you're feeling, is not normal? Which is a great theme for teenagers in general, because that's what being a
Right.
teenager is about. So that was it's interesting how he kind of interweaves these two themes of, or at least taking what it means to be a teenager to the extreme. And talking, I guess we'll talk real quick about the art. It is black and white, pen and ink. Sometimes it's really finely drawn, and sometimes you have like these almost like with a brush.
I really like the use of darkness in the book and the use of shadows. Not every artist can do that well, can use shadows in darkness and in black ink to the same degree that Powell would seem to be able to. There are some scenes with a stuffed frog that Ruth steals from a museum she's working at after school. And the frog is oftentimes, because she keeps it hidden on a shelf, is presented in shadow. And sometimes you just see its eyes or just the top of its face. And I
Yeah.
think that's some great use
And
of
the frog
ink.
was talking to her, wasn't it? It
Yes.
was kind of commanding her to steal it.
Right.
So you kind of it's like the shadowy figure that this voice is emanating from, and it's a little disturbing, but it's supposed to be disturbing.
Yeah. In the story, as it goes on, those disturbing things seem to happen more and more. And then there's an ending that, so spoiler alert, the ending, I think didn't really pay off in the story of these two kids' lives, because it leaves so much ambiguous, and sometimes that's okay in a story. I just didn't think it worked so well in this one.
I don't know. I think it expressed clearly enough that she is swallowed whole. Swallow Me Whole is the title of the book, by this problem she has. While, and I think what's left ambiguous is whether the brother is going to succumb to it as well, or if he is going to be able to survive in everyday life without his problems totally incapacitating him.
Right. And I did understand that, and I thought that was good, and that's part of the ending that I liked. What sort of got me was the intrusion of their what they were seeing in their minds into the real world all of a sudden right at the end, you know, where they're shoveling the huge swarms of bugs out of the house and things like that, which isn't an impossible thing and could have really happened.
That there were lots of bugs in the house?
Well, there were, to the point that, I mean, they filled up the house.
They were imaginary bugs, though.
Right, but after Ruth was gone, I don't know, okay.
It's metaphorical. Right. That's
but
what...
then Ruth was out of the story, and the other characters who weren't schizophrenic were still experiencing all those bugs. So it was just right there at the end, a sudden introduction of something fantastic, which left me a little out of the story, I guess.
And I think that's what's great and about comics and can make comics really hard to read is because you can have things that are very, very literal because you are drawing representations of life. But at the same time, you can throw in these crazy images that are metaphorical and you have to ask yourself, is this a metaphor or is this really happening? Or is it something that's really happening and a metaphor at the same time? And I think Nate Powell kind of played with that a lot. I guess I did have one last question is, do you think someone who's never really read comics before could pick this up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really accessible, I think. I think some of the subject matter is a little icky, I guess, for lack of a better word, that if you have a problem with bugs or something like that, you might have a problem with it. But that's a pretty minor part of it. I mean, the detail of the insects isn't that great because of the nature of his art. So if that's something that you're concerned about, I don't think you'd have to worry about it, really. But yeah, I mean, it's totally accessible, I think, and especially if you're comfortable reading about mental illness.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, because like I said, it was kind of hard to understand what was going on at first, and I think that would put some people off. But I think if you stick with it, there's a good narrative payoff in the end. I'm Annie Kelly, and I'm the Life and Arts Editor for the Battle Creek Inquirer.
And I'm Andy Fitzpatrick. I'm a reporter at the Battle Creek Inquirer.